This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered what Malachi 2:5-7 says about expectations God has of a spiritual leader. Look again at verse 6. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. The focus here is on the content of our communication. What we teach should be truth. Nothing false should be found on our lips. People are listening. Are we concerned that whoever is listening to us is hearing truth? They're also watching our walk. Malachi says, "He walked with God in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin." Is what you teach reflected in your behavior? If it is, God will cause many to turn from their sin. Are you having such an impact on those around you? Our communication should preserve knowledge, and this in turn should cause those who listen to seek instruction. Is what others are hearing from your lips causing them to seek more information, more truth? Whether you're a priest, prophet, or pastor, or an ordinary Christian, God considers you a messenger to those around you. If you're a parent, does what your children see in your life and hear from your lips cause them to want to learn more and experience a deeper walk with God? It should. And it will if you are living in a way that honors God. That is a high calling and demands a humble and wholehearted commitment to God. God expects that. Are you responding and fulfilling His expectations in your walk with Him?